The following is a presentation of Foosball Radio. Foosball Radio. On the road.
And welcome back. We are here at TKO in Lexington, Kentucky, at the Clarion Hotel. We've been here all weekend long, and I think my voice kind of shows that a little bit. I'm so elated that we got a chance to be here this weekend. We have seen some amazing moments on the table all weekend long at TKO, and I got to talk about the guy who's sitting, well, let's see, on the screen. He's to my left.
What's going on?
Yeah, it's Sam Dijon, man. Sam, let me think about this. Now, the first time you were on Foosball Radio, what was it, like 5 years ago, right?
That was a long time. I think it was before Spain, honestly.
Right.
We were in my basement.
Right, and you were like 10 years old at
the
time or something?
Yeah, Tyler and Hannah.
Yeah, that's right. And by the way, you guys made the top 10 most downloaded episodes of all time. You guys were number two.
Oh, yeah.
Most downloaded. So anyway, I digress. But Sam Dijon from upstate New York, you are here this weekend. And you are now a pro, and you're about to turn 16, is that true?
Yes, April.
In April, gotcha. Okay. So today, and this weekend actually, they've been calling you the Monster Killer.
Giant Killer.
Giant Killer, that's it, Giant Killer. And so give me a quick idea. First of all, I know I watched you play Ryan Moore during open singles yesterday. Mm-hmm. You went to final ball. Yeah, I mean, this was exciting. So what was going through your mind? What were you thinking about when you were taking on the giant Ryan Moore?
You know, he's tough, very, very tough. I was just looking, trying to read his game, you know.
Yep.
We were going ball for ball. It was kind of like I had to make it, or it was like he was getting it. He was going to win the game easy.
Right. And he's got so many options, obviously. Mm-hmm. His three rod is one, but his two row.
That's what got me.
That's what did it, huh?
Mm-hmm. I was blocking him pretty well. He scored like four in a row.
Yeah, I mean your game was so on fire, and your pull shot. I mean, you were hitting that pull shot on him. Now he's a pull shooter too, but he wasn't able to block you. So what do you think kept him guessing on your pull shot?
Well, I have a couple options with my pull shot.
Okay.
He was giving me like the reverse defense, and I like not many people can race it.
Right.
So if he's giving me a long, I was just looking for him to close it, and then as soon as he opened it, bang.
Yeah.
Same thing with like the middle. I didn't shoot many straights. It was kind of middle long.
And this is something I've noticed in your game in the last couple of years. You've really developed that ability to wait and to watch.
I don't know how, but
but you're doing it, man. It's really astounding. So I know this weekend you've been playing pros, mm-hmm. and of course open. What's been your favorite match so far?
I had probably the Ryan match. It was just the intensity.
Yeah.
All the people watching, it's just like makes the game twice better.
There was a lot of people watching, man. How does that make you feel when you got a lot of an audience like that?
Honestly, I try and zone out, but like knowing that they're like behind me, it's like it's cool to know people are watching.
Seriously, I gotta imagine that you're on the stage, right? And everybody's excited in there, and you gotta feed off that energy.
Yeah.
Right.
So scoring and like.
Does the noise distract you at all?
No. I usually like I won't even hear it when I'm playing. Honestly. Like,
okay.
Even with the music that they play, I don't even like.
I don't even hear it. Wow. You're that much in the moment, in the focus.
Yeah.
Man. So I got to talk to you about somebody like Tommy Yore. He's now in our area where we live in Albany, right? So are you guys hanging out at all? Do you spend any time talking to him?
Yeah, we play at my house maybe like twice a week. Maybe,
yeah. Okay. Nice. Yeah. So what has he taught you so far?
Yeah, my defense has probably gotten a little better.
Okay.
He taught me how to, like, stop, like, hitching on my rollover, and that definitely helped. Like,
the
it's
hitching.
A lot smoother.
So,
it's a lot smoother.
So hitching means you're kind of telling where you're going
to
go?
Yeah, before I would shoot, I would slow down my rock to, like, wind up to shoot.
Oh, yeah.
And like ever since you got here, you taught me how to stay loose and like smooth.
Got it. Yeah. No, it's sometimes when you think about just little things that we get into the habit of, I guess, that gives away something to the opponent. Mm-hmm. What do you still want to work on when it comes to things like that?
Definitely my five bar defense. That is a killer for me.
Okay.
When I play better players, it's like I'm not even there sometimes. It's really my two bar, like my back defense that makes up for it.
Right.
But five bar D is a main one. Definitely a main issue.
So we also have to talk about your two row, because you have a pull shot from the two row, which is unbelievable. How did you craft that? Where did you get it?
Well, when I was younger, I was inspired by Ryan.
Yes.
Like, my game was completely based off of Ryan's, and then I took my own path.
Okay.
But I always, with the pull shot, I always tried to replicate Ryan's, especially out of the back.
Right.
So with the long, that's where I got it from, with Ryan.
Dude, and it's killer. I mean, it works almost as well. I saw you score a couple on him yesterday.
Almost.
Man. So, TKO. I mean, it's going to be a long year. Mm-hmm. What are you hoping to hit this year?
I'm hoping to hit at least 4,500 points. I'm about
okay.
I'm in doubles. I'm at the 4,000 range. I think I could probably hit master in doubles.
Okay.
Singles probably around the 4,500.
Nice. So we're getting close here now. Who is the youngest master of all time? Who became the master?
I think it was Billy.
Billy was the youngest. Well, how old was he when he became master?
Honestly, I do not know. I'm
okay.
He's probably 17 or 18.
We'll have to find out, yeah? So you could beat him by a full year?
That'd be awesome.
I mean, you guys were pretty much the same age when you turned pro, 13, correct?
Yeah, it was 13. It was after Florida State. I think it was 2 years ago.
Right, so 13, and of course he was 13 around, I think 13 when he turned pro.
Yeah, I think I had him by a couple, like, months.
Couple of months?
Yeah.
Dude. Okay, we talked about Billy. Now we got to talk about Billy, right? Mm-hmm. You played him. Mm-hmm. You played him in doubles. What? How'd that go?
He was still passing on me. Like, I wasn't even there, but it was. But so was I. I was passing on him pretty good, and him having like David as his partner, it was kind of a disadvantage for him. If
seriously.
I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But it was very close. To him. That was another good one this weekend.
Yes, I mean. And everybody was like, whoa, you just beat Billy Pappas. Wow. What I think is really kind of interesting about that is he's got to be thinking to himself, there's me. He's looking at you going, there's me when I was that same age, right? Mm-hmm. Knocking at the door, a giant killer, you know? Man, the possibility now, you know, for you as a pro and a pro master, who do you most want to slay among the giants?
I would have to say probably Ryan now. After that match, I got to get him back.
Yeah. Okay. So you're going to be watching some film?
Probably not. Honestly. I know his game pretty well.
You do? Okay. It's. I mean, obviously, you're a student of the game. Mm-hmm. You study everything. And, of course, now you got the advantage of somebody like Tommy Yor to kind of play against and get the advice. So what's your next tournament? When you got to go out again?
Our next tournament is probably going to be Vegas.
Vegas.
But that's nice. It's still in the air because I have baseball going on.
Right.
But definitely probably the next one.
How's baseball going? What are you playing these days?
I'm still pitching, but
okay.
I'm getting more into like middle infield.
Yeah.
And all that.
You had an injury. Was it last year? Or the year before?
We thought it was in my elbow, but I just got it checked out.
Okay.
It was into my shoulder because my scap doesn't rotate full enough.
Really?
So it causes stress to be in my elbow.
Okay. Now, this is something that you're just born with, or?
No, it happened about 2.5 years ago. I was pitching, and something like clicked in my elbow, and I couldn't throw.
Wow.
I couldn't lift it.
No
and
kidding.
And then it happened again, like last year in school.
Dude.
Yeah.
Was it painful?
Oh, yeah. I have a picture of it. It's like, it was bad.
Swelled up?
Yeah.
Dang. So was there, what was the procedure, like surgery or something?
No, it's because it wasn't anything internally.
Okay.
It was all like physical therapy.
Right. Gotcha. And I'm sure, and we've got Chuck Dooley in the audience here just
Chuck Smooth
giving the high sign. But yeah, no, that's got to be a little worrying, right? When you injure yourself like that, I mean, did they give you a good prognosis? You're going to be able to throw again?
They didn't give me like an estimated time, but it is. I definitely can heal.
Okay. Just making sure that you take care of yourself, and how does that affect your foosball playing?
It depends what I'm doing. The pole shot, it's definitely hurts a little bit, but I can like compensate for it with my rollover.
You shoot that pole shot like you're drinking water, for God's sake. It's that fast, it's that smooth, and you're having some pain?
It started probably a couple months. It's before Toronto, when I went to Toronto.
Okay.
Maybe last month.
Nice. Okay. All right. Jeez. Wow. Let's hope that it heals quickly and get back to normal, man. This is, I got to say, man, this is one of the most fun I've had on a weekend tournament in a long time. And a lot of it has to do with the fact of getting to watch you play. You're going, wow, there's Sammy. I mean, we can't call you Sammy anymore.
I still remember playing against Ryan when I was like 10 years old at Worlds.
Yeah.
In the back over there, like on the tables that were behind the bleachers.
Right, exactly. Oh, you also got a chance to play with Sullivan Rue today, too.
Yeah.
How'd that go today?
We're playing pretty good.
Yeah?
We're getting there. Getting
all right, and you're still in it?
Yeah. Well, nice. We're in losers now.
So it's pro doubles now. Pro doubles, the way it's working out, I guess they're doing championship format. So once you're in the loser's bracket, the best you can do is third place?
Yeah.
Is that correct? How do you feel about that?
Honestly, I prefer the regular because I feel like even though you lose, you should still have a chance to come back.
Okay.
Because, like, say that somebody lost to, like, an underdog, you should still have the chance to come back.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I guess that's the thing I hear the most. Mm-hmm. Although some people are like, hey, man, you know, you end up in the finals because you haven't lost yet, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But there's a couple of different schools of thought. We'll see how that goes, right?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like opinion based. Like
yeah.
Somebody could say they like it, and then say,
you're gonna like it if you win.
Oh yeah.
Of course.
I do like that you play out. You know?
Right.
It's not just random. Like I know when I'm gonna play.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So you think about all the tournaments you've been to, you know, from a very young age. How much sitting around there is?
Oh my Lord.
Right.
Hours. Even in the championship format, it still can be long.
Okay. Now, you're such an accomplished person when it comes to baseball, when it comes to foosball, and I know back in the day, you're into kind of video games. Is that still going on?
I'm still doing it. Maybe not as much, but I'm still doing it.
Are you competitive? I mean, do you like to get on?
I mean, I'm pretty good at most video games. I'm not even trying to hype myself up, but I don't think I'm that bad at most of them.
What was the one that you were playing, let's see, a few years ago?
Fortnite?
Fortnite, that's it. Is that still a thing or what?
Yeah, that's like the only game I play, honestly.
Fortnite, no kidding. After all this time. Now, how many different versions of Fortnite have come out? I mean,
oh my God, I can't even tell you.
No doubt.
Tons. So we're on like chapter 5 now.
Chapter 5.
That's like 50.
Like the fifth movie in this series, right?
Yeah.
Dang, that's, well, you know, it's all about being competitive. And video games, as much.
I feel like they're, like, underestimated for, like, what they are. Like,
right.
Yeah, I know kids play them, and they probably are time-consuming for most people, but they do keep me occupied.
And it also gives you opportunity to focus, hand-eye coordination, this kind of stuff. All of those things are highly developed, especially for those, if you watch those individuals who go to these big conference rooms and they sit at computer consoles and compete against each other at tournaments. Have you ever thought about doing that kind of stuff?
No.
Okay.
Like, I'll play tournaments at my house, but not like, I don't know.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure I want to play Fortnite.
What's your handle on Fortnite?
Green Man.
Green Man? So the handle, like, do you call yourself Sam on Fortnite?
Oh, or? Yeah, I'm just Sam.
Just Sam, gotcha. Just Sam. It's okay. Does anybody in the Fortnite world know about your foosball life?
My friends do.
Yeah?
Fortnite, but no.
So, like, do you get your chops busted by your buddies for playing foosball?
No, because I make more money than them.
That's true, man. That's, you know, that's a good point. It's like, dudes, you know, if you just learn how to play this game.
It's really not that hard. It's really not that hard to get good at if you just start tic-tacking the ball.
Right.
Passing.
Right. Okay. Let me just back up. When it comes to the fact that you're turning 16 in April, I'm old, but I'm not that old, and I still remember what 16 was like, right? I was so desperate to drive. I wanted to get in the car and go, man. So how about yourself? You ready to do some driving?
I am ready. I already got a car.
You got a car?
Well, it was my mom's car for like a year, but it was my car. Like, we bought it for me.
Okay.
So I could get my permit.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. What kind of car is it?
It's a Honda CR-V 2018.
You got a CR-V. Nice. You know, it's
a little boxy car. But
it's a chick magnet. It's cool, you know. But the CR-V does have a lot of room, and of course you can carry around your foosball stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. You know what? My wife has a Honda HR-V. We took a foosball table that I bought. It was a used table. And we fit it perfectly in the back of that. And we were able to close the back door.
Wow.
And it was by inches that it fit. So I'm sure the CR-V would do the same, right? It's a little bit bigger. So
the foosball table's in there.
Right? Now we're talking. So, Sam, man, I know you got some more playing to do this weekend. I want to wish you the best of luck. You know, it's great to see you and Sully on the table. What was your favorite moment again this weekend? I mean, aside from playing, what else can you say about this weekend's tournament?
I've liked the energy at this tournament. It seems like every time we come to Kentucky, it's always like a very competitive tournament.
Yeah.
Like, disregarding the players, it's always like close matches. Like, I've had, I would say, 9 out of 10 times I'm in overtime in these matches.
Nice.
It doesn't matter who I'm playing.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I got to say, man, thanks for taking some time to sit down and talk, because, hey, this was history making. I have to say this, we were having this discussion, a few other people that I know here who've been in the foosball thing for a long time. This, for you, was like a breakthrough weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I believe it, yeah.
Right? So suddenly you're knocking at the door of Ryan Moore. You beat Blake Robertson. We didn't mention that. Wow. I mean, so you are knocking at the door. It's like you're legit now. This weekend, the door opened, and you know, it was like a high watermark for you. So onward and upward, dude.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, looking forward to the future. But Sam DeJean, of course, of the 518, proud to have you.
Proud to be it.
Yeah. And we got a Smashdown coming up. Let's see, March 30th. Who are you playing with for the next Smashdown?
I have no clue. I want to play with my dad, but he doesn't want to play with me.
He doesn't want to play with you?
I don't know why, but
you guys make a great team.
To play with me.
I mean, we were just talking about, we had Nino DeJean here. The Sammy's saying that you don't want to play with him in the Smashdown. Is that correct, Nino?
I've asked him before, and he's always like,
he says okay. All right. Well, Sam, I tell you, man, I'm so looking forward to the future for you, and congratulations on the weekend.
Thank you.
This has been awesome.
Appreciate it.
Let's talk again soon. Again, this has been Foosball Radio on the Road. Much more to come this weekend, and tonight, hopefully around 9 o'clock or so, we're going to have Foos Talk Live and give you a full wrap-up of what's been happening here, right here in Kentucky, and the TKO. What a great weekend, and I want to thank, of course, Mary Moore and all the organizers here for having us, but especially my young pal here, Sammy DeJean, for hanging out. But Foos Talk Live tonight, thanks for tuning in on Twitch TV. We'll be back before you know it.
Foosball Radio on the Road.
This has been a presentation of Foosball Radio.